Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of Flesh Wound Farce, where we review and discuss your and our favorite comedy films. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And with me, as always, on this program, first in the Northern California Bay Area, world-famous juggler Greg Larson. How you doing, Greg?
Man, I'm still high off of last week and that live episode, and thank everyone for showing up. Still, you know, I went back and I watched Joystick another time. So
you thought it was such a liar. I know you're so full of it right now. He's lying, ladies and gentlemen. He did not. I can guarantee you he did not. Don't ask me how I know.
How are you doing, Ozzy?
I'm fine that we're done with that piece of garbage. And ladies and gentlemen, I apologize if you tune in like, oh, great, they're going to talk about Hot Shots. Yes, we will in just a moment. But just to recap, in case you missed last week's episode that was live, we the Joysticks movie, and it
caused a whole lot. You could have fried an egg on Ozzy. He was so
Yeah, bad. You could have. Which we'll get to that momentarily as well.
We'll flip that tonight.
Todd, that's the voice you heard. How you doing?
Last week I got a message of a bunch of like frowny faces. I was like, oh, I guess he's finishing up Hot Shots.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. No, that's actually not the case. Because this fantastic piece of cinema was directed by Jim Abrams, written by Jim Abrams and Pat Proft. Pat Proft, who also had a hand in Police Academy. So that's a good combination right there. And in fact, when it comes to Pat Proft, Naked Gun, the original from the Files of Police Squad, the original film was written by Jim Abrams, the Zuckers, and Pat Proft. So they're similar styles there. Good combination. Was released on July 31st, 1991, with a runtime of 85 minutes, rated PG-13. Todd, do you have the trailer ready?
I do have the trailer ready.
Somewhere in the Mediterranean, on this naval aircraft carrier, these men have been selected to write a page in military history. They are the best the Navy and Air Force have to offer. They've been brought together to form an elite squad of fighter pilots. Their mission, one of national security and international concern. These are the fearless pilots.
Seems no matter what I do, I end up hurting someone.
The men who command them.
Pudding?
No, thank you, sir.
I'll do my best.
And the women who love them.
Stay.
Charlie Sheen.
Never wanted to be a horse so much in my life.
Lloyd Bridges. Call them the best of the best. Call them...
At ease!
Hot Shots. The mother of all movies.
Oh, God, I love this country.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Hot Shots again, released on July 31st, 1991, with a runtime of 85 minutes, rated PG-13, directed by Jim Abrams, written by Jim Abrams and Pat Proft, starring Charlie Sheen, Cary Elwes, Lloyd Bridges, and Valeria Golino. Initial thoughts on this one. I'm going to jump in right there. I saw this in the theaters, and even though clearly I didn't understand all the humor at that time, it was enough for me to just, I saw enough stupid things where I enjoyed it as a child. And of course, I'm enjoying it even more now because I just refamiliarized myself with Top Gun last week. So it's fresh in the mind. And the sequel, Top Gun Maverick, which Todd knows I've been excited about however long. In fact, when I first saw the trailer for it, I'm pretty sure I punched him in the arm as hard as I could. Now, and then he called me lame for doing so. Now, Greg, initial thoughts on Hot Shots.
First off, I just went and saw Doctor Strange, which the trailer for Top Gun Maverick was there, and I was sitting in a 3D D-Box for that, and let me tell you, I am excited. So I'm right there with you, Ozzy.
Thank you.
But for Hot Shots, I didn't realize how long it's been for me seeing this movie, because I've seen the sequel of this movie so many more times. Obviously, there's an iconic scene, a love scene that is always going to be fresh in the mind, but there were so many great jokes that I had forgotten about. So I was so happy to go back to this movie, and yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Todd, initial thoughts on this one?
I guess I'm going to be the Ozzy V tonight.
Oh, Lord.
This was my first time watching it. I'm not a huge Top Gun fan. And I literally text one of my chats with Pugs and Dan 40 minutes in, and I haven't laughed once.
You what? You are so lucky I'm not there, and I'd punch you as hard as I can again. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous. You're lying.
You want me to show you the message and timestamp it? I will show you.
You wanted to not like it.
No. I said watching Hot Shots. I see. Hopefully we can get it. Watching Hot Shots for the first time.
No, okay. I believe you.
40 minutes.
I know. I was that coming. You have a terrible opinion. I believe.
I was coming off the high of the awesome joysticks, I will admit.
Oh, God.
This is the era when I think parodies were kind of like not hitting right for me. Wasn't until like Scary Movie.
Well, a plus about this one that is, I think, is very interesting is that the plot of it itself almost seems like it could have been a sequel to Top Gun.
Yeah.
They just added in like the humorous moments when they could, but in terms of the backbone of it was really, it was intriguing for me to ride along. But Skywalker Sound did all the sound for this. So you actually had the scenes in the air. They were fun to watch, just like watching a Top Gun movie. Well, I mean, to me and Greg, fun like watching a Top Gun movie, not like Todd, because Todd hates fun.
And when watching this,
I'm the one who hates fun.
my wife had asked the question, is this, because I showed her the trailer, was like, hey, is this one of the ones? Sometimes we watch them together, sometimes we don't. But like, I was like, is this one you'd want to watch? She goes, is this one of those like Leslie Nielsen movies? I was like, you know, it's that same humor, you know, and I think that's why it was a lot of fun. But it's like Scary Movie meets Leslie Nielsen type movie, you know, because it had that great parody.
Precisely. Yes.
Sorry, Todd, you're wrong.
We're tag teaming this. Lloyd Bridges in this absolutely steals the show. I mean, don't get me wrong. The other three do a fantastic job, right?
Who are those John other Cryer, three?
Cary Elwes, Charlie Sheen and Valeria Golino, like I said in the beginning.
Yeah. Who else has a great moment in this film?
John Cryer has some good moments.
And a young Ryan Stiles.
Yes, as mailman. Yes, Ryan Stiles as mailman. but I'm looking at all my favorite moments, and they all have to do with the Admiral, with all Lloyd Bridges' moments. So I'm just going to jump into one of these. Actually, the one that probably made me laugh the hardest. Oh man, it's a tie. I'll say one of these just in case either you guys don't, and I'll circle back to it. But was the Admiral yelling at the painting as if it was a window? Look at him out there, so quiet. Why don't you move out there? I was laughing so hard from that moment that I missed out what he was saying after that and had to rewind and go back because. And then that led into him talking about operation, whatever the operation name was, and the drill going on behind him is like the Rockettes. And it's just like a great, like similar to the stuff you'd find like Naked Gun, just subtle stuff. And I love that scene. Greg.
First off, I didn't realize that this was like, I wonder if this was the foundation of Two and a Half Men when Charlie Sheen and I forget his name, but they, when they
John Cryer
both met. Yes, yes, yes. So, but anyway, like that was fun to see them reunite. But of favorite moments, there's a lot to choose from. But I love myself a great bad joke or observation that takes something that's said and moves it in the wrong direction of intention. So there's a moment where Topper is talking to Pete Deadmeat Thompson, and he goes, "I can never find time for love. It's too heavy. It's an anchor that drowns a man. Besides, I got the sky, the smell of jet exhaust, my bike." Pete goes, "A loner?" And Topper goes, "No, I own it." So good.
Yeah. All right, Todd, what are you gonna do to be Debbie Downer here?
I'm not, because you know what's funny? I post that comment and I showed you 40 minutes in, I haven't laughed once. 41 minutes was my first laugh.
And was the first laugh the hardest though?
Yes.
Okay.
And that was an Admiral Benson bit, go figure, who was, I agreed, the best part of the film. When he offers his earplugs, where the other guy offers him his earplugs, and he's like, "Oh, thanks," and he takes them like pills. I was dying.
I do have to have some honorable mentions for these, because this was
a lot. They were chock full of them.
So many. So there's a moment where you find out that one of the characters, his dad, actually killed Mailman in a shooting accident, and you see the head mounted on the wall, and he's trying to say how sorry he is. And this was a line like I didn't catch as a child, and I actually, it took me a moment to be like, wait, what? And when it hit, I was so happy, because he goes, "If it helps, I didn't have seconds." <'Cause>, oh, that was so good. And then there was a moment where, and I'm not going to say this wonderful joke, but there's a moment where Topper goes, "Wait, are you joking?" And the therapist tells him, "No, right. If I were joking," and then tells a wonderful punny
which
joke.
She carries on to the sequel as well as a gag, which is great.
Right.
So just to have another honorable mention, going back to the Admiral, where he's doing the debriefing and he talks about the enemy toast. And then the other guy says, "I believe that's enemy coast, sir." "Coast? Huh. That just needs a little bit more planning. Doesn't matter." Still. That was another one. I was laughing so hard, I missed out what was going on after that, and I needed to go back. I just felt when Abrams had Bridges, he's just like, go crazy. And I felt that, I think there was at least one of these where he had an improvised line, but a microphone didn't pick it up. So it was 80-yard. And that was during a funeral scene when he lifts up the lid of the casket for cover. And he says, "Don't they have any respect for the dead?" I have a strong feeling the line was improvised and the mic didn't pick it up. So they filled it in later. But what a brilliant movie. And it might be because I was so like, here's the thing. If you have tainted, discolored, disfigured, raw, disgusting, smelly, gangrene, vile piece of meat, and the next week you have like a good steak, that steak is going to be like a filet mignon from like the world's greatest steakhouse. So it doesn't matter. I'm still going to give this a 5.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no, I mean, I understand discolored, vile taint, but I still think...
Did you say taste or taint?
Taint. You okay, said something about taint. Taint meat or something.
I said tainted.
Yeah. Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. I mean, but, I guess it works.
Yeah, it's still, you know. But no, like, this movie is a great movie. I think... on its own, I would probably rate it a different score, but knowing what the sequel brings and how much fun I have with the sequel, I'm going to give this a 4.5 because the sequel, I really enjoyed, you know, I just thought it was like over the top ridiculous. So it's a solid 4.5, definitely had fun with it. And there were a lot of jokes I forgot about, which made it a lot of fun.
So, and the sequel's more of a Rambo parody, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
So I look forward to seeing that one more than this one. So I didn't hate it. Once we got over the 40-minute laughless section, I had fun with what I had.
I apologize to cut you off. I'm not sure what exactly is being actually made it on the feed or whatnot, but you kind of sounded like you just turned into an agent from the Matrix for a second, and we literally had no idea what you just said. It sounded like you just went, and like you weren't moving for a second. So I don't know if I'm talking to like Todd or like Agent Loya.
It was great. Five.
No. Oh, yeah, that's our answer.
No. Yeah, I look forward to checking out the second one, at least. I do would like to see the Rambo parody. For this one, after the first 40 minutes, I did start to get into and have some laughs. So on that, I'm going to give it a 3.
Wow.
Okay.
That's all right. Everyone's got their opinion.
I mean, like...
That's above average.
What's average? 2.5?
Yes. So it's above average.
What would have made it 3.5 for you?
I don't know.
Because obviously if it's a 3, so there's specific points. Like I pointed out the stuff in Joystick that just like, you know, I hated. So there must have been moments here that
there wasn't anything I hated. There was just I didn't love it.
In the first 40 minutes, what did you find most? What was it that made you send that text? Well, I mean, you said 40 minutes in, but there must have been a joke that once you heard that joke, you're like, okay, I'm going to send this
there
text.
There wasn't
now.
A specific moment. I just noticed. I was like, okay, how long have I been watching this? And I looked. I was like, 40 minutes. I haven't laughed once. Because I know you guys are big on it. I was expecting more, and I do like a parody. So, and honestly, because it's mostly me and the Top Gun thing, probably. I wasn't.
The source material you were a big fan of, so
it probably definitely helps.
If they would have parodied Iron Eagle, maybe I would have been all about it.
That's hilarious.
And that is the superior jet movie, I'm just saying.
I don't know if I could argue.
Top Gun was the GoBots.
That was another one.
Iron Eagle was the Transformers.
That was another one that was was recorded on Cinemax, so. Well, you might be onto something, but this isn't Flesh Wound Action. This is Flesh Wound Farce.
Well, we'll never do that because then Ozzy will get to do Die Hard.
What is the problem with that?
Well, it is a joke of a movie. So,
jerk.
And they're running out of you.
All right. Well. Yeah. So that was Hot Shots. Next week, we're actually going to have another live episode because all the Patreon members just happened to have a tie between Joystick, which we reviewed last week, and next week we'll be reviewing the film Hot Dog the Movie. And we'll have a live review. And hopefully I won't create any more holes in the walls. Because of me throwing stuff and
probably not the best.
Well, you know, when you give me stuff that's not the best, there is a cause and an effect. And now that I'm already getting riled up, I'm worried about next week. Somebody mentioned having a live double feature that I'd have to go to the hospital afterward. We'd have to have a nurse on call.
You know,
we'd have to have a heart rate monitor.
Could have a nurse from Joystick.
Stop it. I got to have a heart rate monitor, and then we got to put that on the screen as a warning. Just in case. Go ahead.
To be fair, we should put a heart rate monitor on you during something like that and have it displayed. That's a brilliant idea.
The movies on the list weren't all to upset Ozzy. I put on ones that I absolutely did not want to watch. And there was some I think you'll enjoy. There's another one I really would like you to see eventually. So it wasn't all to torture Ozzy. Now, the fact that they picked the ones that they thought were going to torture Ozzy, that's not
that was it. That was it.
But we did actually have requests for pretty much everyone we posted. So
we're going to have to do the whole list.
No.
But we won't do them live. That's the thing. That's the premium. Yeah. Is the winning vote or whatever gets the live episode.
Unless we get a tie like this.
Well, we'll have voting up again soon.
I'm pretty sure in the future, Ozzy will say there must be a winner. No more ties.
Yeah. 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 No. That's exactly what we're doing.
No, never mind. I didn't mean to say
no, that. No, too late. I slammed my fist down. It's like a gavel. I'm the host of the show. Yeah.
Well, Ozzy, you've already set a precedent for what we're doing.
Oh, my God. This is my nightmare. I'm going to go to sleep tonight. I swear I'm going to have, of course. Of course you have the rib photo where the people watching the audio or listening to the audio version. Again.
What shirt are you wearing there?
I'm wearing a Die Hard shirt. Shut up. It was Christmas time. I'm going to have a nightmare tonight with a terribly, terribly overdone Valley accent. And it's going to be, oh God.
So is this going to be a problem when are we going to eventually do Valley Girl?
I might slip into a coma tonight.
Just because of Valley Girl or just the Valley Girl accent?
Because can we just break that wall? Listen, you know, we're recording this episode right after the live episode we just did of whatever Joysticks movie we just did. So I'm concerned once I go to sleep after seeing that piece of crap, my brain's going to want to commit suicide and it'll just do it in my sleep.
Maybe if you go into a coma, you'll be one of those people who wakes up with an accent and it'll be the OC accent. It'd be great.
That is my Twilight Zone episode. That is exactly my Twilight Zone episode. I'm going to have that accent. And I'm going to be stuck in the private school. And then the stupid, I guess, whatever, like, and
the
then,
skeleton and I'm gonna shows
get
up.
Away. I'm going to try to get away from the private school. And then all of a sudden, there's going to be a vampire trying to chase around Jim Carrey. And it's like, I'm going to want, my brain's going to want to commit suicide. It's going to be a trap.
Dance number.
Oh,
I tried to. I really tried to. I didn't want to bring energy to it by letting it leave my mouth and just letting it be there. Oh, remember everybody?
I'm just going to make a nice...
We're done. We're done here.
I'm going to make a playlist of those great movies.
I was in a great mood because of Hot Shots, and both of you double-teamed to get me in this threshold here to get me ready for next week.
By the way, on that note,
and on that I do note, have to say real quick, West Side Story is the superior Jet movie.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. And on that note, yes! That was world famous juggler Greg Larson and then Flesh Wound producer Todd. I'm Ozzy V, and we'll see you next week for a live episode of Hot Dog the Movie right here on Flesh Wound Farce.